think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, it's pretty much all basketball, and we got sucked into the damn LeBron thing again.
Steve Smith sent me a story about Jerry West, and this is like this came from May 31st, so this is a little over a week old. I didn't see this. Jerry West, the headline is Jerry West feels bad about how good the Warriors are. Now, this is a guy who has a minority ownership in the team and played a hand in putting this team together. He says, I don't like parody. I don't like the word parody. Parody is average, and I like to see excellence, but I also like competition. I read the newspaper cover to cover every morning, and even things I don't bet. I look at the lines in Las Vegas. We were underdogs in one game this year. We were favored in game two of the conference finals by 15 points. That's insane. It's not what anybody wants to see. At the end of the third quarter, I almost felt, he's talking about San Antonio when they were up 106-75. He said, I almost felt bad for San Antonio, but I also felt bad for our fans, because if you're a real fan at a playoff game, you want to see a hard-fought battle back and forth, and at the end, somebody wins by a point, and you go home worn out. You're charged, you're edgy, but we're up by 30-something, and I'm thinking, I'd like to leave here if I could. It's the weirdest thing. I've never felt that way before. And this is the guy who recruited Kevin Durant to come play with the Warriors. I'll say this. If I'm a fan of the Warriors, I don't care if my team wins by 30 every night. That win last night is no more satisfying than game one or two, maybe a little because it's on the road. But if my team walks away with the trophy at the end, I don't care if they win by 30 or 100 or 5 or 2 or 1. It doesn't matter. You just want them to win. But it's funny that Jerry West, who's responsible for putting this together, suddenly feels bad about it.
Yeah, I think the moments you remember most as a sports fan, though, are the ones that wind up being close, where somebody hits the big shot.
Yeah.
The biggest heartbreak comes from that.
Yep.
You know, if your team wins the finals and wins every game by 30, you're happy. But, you know, when you get that title, I think you want to have those moments you remember. You're not going to have anything memorable from this series.
Except it's going to be you won every game in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
That's memorable.
Big picture will be memorable, but there won't be many moments where you say, wow, that Curry 3 was so huge. That changed the whole series.
I don't know. That Durant runs up and drains one in LeBron's face last night, that goes pretty big.
Yeah, but I mean, they were already up 2-0.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. I'm not feeling the moments in this thing. All right, a couple more things on this, and then we'll move on, because, frankly, an hour of basketball is more than enough. Brother Bear, who's worse, Tannehill troll guy, 409, LeBron haters, or Woo guy? Woo. It's always Woo guy. Hitmaker Vandal says, I'd take Kobe over LBJ, but is Malone the most underrated player? I kind of feel like Tim Duncan's the most underrated player.
I kind of think so, too.
He just, it's one of those guys that nobody ever talks about when you start having these conversations. So... And then dumb text of the day from 409. Are you asshats going to talk sports today? Or are we going to hear about the days of our lives? Go back. I tell you what, here's what you do. You go back and listen to the podcast of the first hour and don't bother listening to anything the rest of the way. And you'll be happy, because that's all it was sports. Now go drive off a cliff. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Not good news for the Astros yesterday. In that...
The Dallas Keuchel news?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I'm starting to worry if this is going to be a recurring thing, if this is going to be, you know, how long this is going to drag out. And you've gotten to where now, you know, the Keuchel thing is obviously an issue, but Charlie Morton's on the DL. Joe Musgrove's on the DL. Colin McHugh's been on the DL all year.
Yeah, Musgrove allegedly will be back Sunday.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can't. That's why those somebody texted earlier. They bet the Astros yesterday before they knew Keuchel was out and then went to dinner and had no clue and then saw the score. And you're like, yeah.
And then on top of that, like the guy whose health I would have been the most concerned about coming into this year was McCullers. And knock on wood, he stayed healthy. But I always say when young guys have elbow problems, they tend to come back and come back. And I mean, luckily nothing's happened with him, but he's been the picture of health for your rotation, which is kind of surprising. They've got to make a move. I don't know if they've got to make a move before the deadline, but I mean, it wouldn't hurt. You know, it wouldn't hurt to just go get something done now. You know, you're a contender. You know, you're going to be a buyer. If you can get something now, just do it.
Yeah, I think it depends on the price. And
I think you're going to see a lot of wear on the arms of guys like Peacock, Davinsky,
right,
that you didn't plan on using in the roles.
And
that
I do think it's important. You know, I want to start talking playoff positioning in freaking June. But if you can
very important.
If you can finish with the best record where you don't have to play the Red Sox and the Indians consecutively,
right,
I like your chances a lot better. So
I wonder if, you know, if the possibility exists, and I know everyone's talking about like Garrett Cole and Sonny Gray, like young pitchers with basically they're still on their first contracts. But do you think the Astros would consider going out and paying for? I mean, because in a case like this, let's say a guy like Justin Verlander, where you would give up less in prospects, but you would take on serious contract.
It's not that much longer, though, as I recall.
Justin Verlander's paid through 2019.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And it's $28 million a year. But like the upside to that is Justin Verlander's pitched in a World Series. I mean, this is a guy who's been to the mountaintop, you know? Whereas if you get Garrett Cole or Sonny Gray, those guys have never pitched in meaningful games in their lives, not in the major leagues, not in the playoffs. Maybe a guy like Justin Verlander is more of what this team needs than another young guy who hasn't really been there.
I'll be honest with you. I'd try to get both.
Yeah.
I don't think the price on Verlander is going to be very high because you would be taking on the contract.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to give up much in prospects. I mean, because Detroit would love to get out of that contract. And, you know, Verlander is one of those guys. I mean, he's gone sort of like Keuchel. Like you've had a meh year and then a fantastic year, then a meh year, then a fantastic year. He's having a meh year this year after he almost won the Cy Young last year. But I wonder if they would do something like, and granted, we talked to Jerome the other day when you weren't in here. And I asked him, you know, would the Astros be willing to go out and spend money? And he seems to think the answer is yes. But one of these, you know, $28 million a year contracts would be unprecedented for the Astros to bring one of those guys on board. Because they just haven't done – none of those guys have played for this team. And, you worry the worry is obviously that he's done, and he's going to be 35 next year, 36 the year after, and maybe you're getting a Carlos Lee and it's just a bad buy, but you don't have it for as long as you had Carlos Lee.
Right, and it's just money basically, because like I said, I don't think you're going to have to give up much of a prospect.
I'm with you.
Man, I'm seeing this coming across from Bleacher Report. When do you think was the last time the Warriors lost four games in a row?
2013.
Close. Oh. And in 2013, Richard Jefferson was on that team.
Yeah.
It's crazy. 2013, that's the last time the Warriors lost four games in a row.
Dude, look up when the last time they lost two games in a row is. I mean, you got to go a ways back for that. Yeah. It's, you know, it's almost unfair.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's squeeze in one more call real quick. Robert, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports, Robert.
So, talking about just, I mean, even on his man year, fantastic year and all that. Even his man years are legit. I mean, you're still looking at easily a number three in Astros roster. I mean, what do y'all think?
Oh, there's no question. Yeah, this. I mean, Justin Verlander would start game two of a playoff series for the Astros this year, even with what he's doing. I mean, he's got that kind of experience. He's got that kind of a pedigree. Yeah, he's a no-brainer. Even in, yeah, like you said, I said he's having a meh year. I mean, the Astros would take what he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And with better with offense this, behind
yeah,
him.
Yeah, with a better offense behind him, his record looks a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you another thing that's an absolute slam dunk. Donating your vehicle to Houston Can Academies. And doesn't matter what the vehicle is, car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor, four-wheeler. Yeah, if you've got it sitting in your garage, you didn't know what, you know, you thought, hey, maybe I'll fix it up, hasn't been running in a while, or maybe you just got an extra car that somebody had that, you know, maybe they passed and the car's been in your garage, you never fixed it, now it won't start, don't know what to do with it, you're going to sell it. Well, it's real easy. Donate it to Houston Can Academies. Go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible. And, guys, the Blitzers have really stepped up, but school is just around the corner again, and they need your donations. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a $50 Visa gift card as well. And here's what happens with that donation of yours. That goes to kids at Houston Can Academy, kids who are getting a second chance, who had to drop out of other schools for a variety of reasons. And sometimes what Houston Can Academy does is work around those reasons, gives them another chance. So many of them are going on to do great things. So you can get rid of something you're not using anymore, do a good thing, and help a kid go on and graduate. All you have to do is call them, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
They never want to leave.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The 149th running of the Belmont Stakes, 5 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713 asking, what time is the free roll at Mint Poker on Saturday? It's 1:30 and $4,000 prize pool. And it is a free roll, so if you have a membership and you can get those free introductory memberships, then all you got to do is have the $10 an hour seat rental and you're good to go. And I will be there and then be watching the Belmont. So, and working on that, but we'll also have a Belmont podcast and breakdown and all the things that we always have on the Triple Crown races. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, so I'm kind of sportsed out now, I have to be honest. It was like four segments on a series that's over, and then a whole segment on the Astros.
And a debate on that's been going on for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's going to just keep going on, but
forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this with Kobe LeBron a while ago.
Yeah. I wonder who the next one will be.
Harden Curry.
No. Stop.
Stop it, Jong.
Just stop.
Stop it.
So people wanted to know who was responsible for the screwing of the gym of the day yesterday.
We
have an answer.
It was Laminack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
the, it was not. List- it was not Raheel.
No, and I had to apologize, but he thought it was funny.
Oh yeah,
I apologized publicly to Raheel yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
We all did.
I told Raheel about it. He went back and listened to it. So,
when we get something wrong, we will say, "Hey, we were wrong. Sorry."
But I had a little bit of fun with them today. They were at Truck Fitters out on FM 1960.
Truck Fitters.
Yeah. Anyway, the opening, I decided to replace Barry Laminack's name with Barry Warner's name. And Barry basically said, that was the that was probably the worst thing we could have ever done to him.
So he didn't like it?
No, he didn't like it. He was laughing.
That's why those guys shouldn't mess with us. It's a bad call.
Yeah, because in the end, anything like that, Jong has the ultimate hammer over.
Yeah.
Because he's got access to all of it. And he can fire you.
And I know Barry and Joel have a lot of spare time because, you know, they like Fred and I have less spare time because we're actually prepping a show. And then when we're not prepping the show, we're recording reads for our many, many, many sponsors. It's difficult, you know, actually having a drive time show. And I know you've got free time, but that's not a wise use of it. That's all. Barry knows that.
Well, I think his lesson has been learned here.
I'm sure he's going to mess with us somehow again.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, it's because he doesn't have enough to do.
He's probably going to, like, swap out your chair or something, maybe put something on that chair, because you're sitting in where he sits right before he, you know, our show starts.
Yeah.
So he might do something to you.
Well, I don't care what he does to me. I might do something to him. How about that?
I'd like to see that.
I don't know, man. I kind of feel like when we were getting started out, then, yeah, you go after the big dogs, right, to get attention. But if you're the big dogs, don't you just ignore them?
I guess so.
And I kind of think we should just ignore them.
Okay.
Who are Barry and Joel?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know those guys. I don't know them.
You mean Van Pelt's not on before us anymore?
I don't know them from a radio sense. I know that I saw a guy named Barry and a guy named Joel in gym shorts yesterday hooping it up, sort of. Mm. But that's it.
Interesting. Let's try Craig. What's up, Craig? Craig?
Hello.
Hey now.
Go. Yeah, enough of that. It's a pretty simple process, guys. Be there when we go to you. And when we say go, actually go. 832 wants to know how long before Barry taps against you in a cage today, AJ.
No. Barry won't tap against me. And if he did, I wouldn't let go.
Oh, you wouldn't violate that. You wouldn't keep snapping his arm while he was tapping.
No, I wouldn't be an arm. It would just be a choke.
Oh, okay.
I would hold it till he was asleep.
He couldn't breathe anymore.
And then I would leave, and I'd let someone else wake him up.
Well, how about this? I have some research for you that might help you.
Give it to me.
Yeah. People will often kind of put down gamers and say, "Oh, they don't." You know, that's all I care about. And as a parent, I probably said, man, my kids need to get outside more. And
yeah.
You probably think the same thing. Well, a new study is out that might fly in the face of that. Now, I'm guessing this study was done by gamers.
Yeah.
I
can guarantee if this is...
It's from Maxim. And it says, new research finds gamers last longer in bed.
Gygax.
They mean like in bed with like potato chips and...
No. A study published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine determined that men who regularly game actually last longer in the sack.
What does John Clayton have to do with
this? I don't think John Clayton's a gamer, right?
I don't think so either.
And that's kind of mean because now he's out of work. He's got plenty of time for games and hopefully not sex. But 600 men from the ages of 18 to 50 and asked them about their gaming habits and general erectile function. And they found that men who spend at least 1 hour a day gaming were less likely to report suffering from premature, you know what, so they can keep it up longer.
Good for them.
So an hour a day.
Okay. That's how much time they need to spend gaming?
Yeah.
I probably spend that much time playing Candy
Crush.
Now,
there is a caveat.
Okay? Oh, here we go.
You know, there's always a but, right? Those who played video games for an hour a day reported enjoying sex less than their non-gamer counterparts.
Now we're getting to the meat and potatoes. Yeah,
exactly. So, there you have it. Good news and bad news for gamers.
Yeah.
But
at least if they were into it, they'd be good at it.
Yeah. The usual suspect said that they wanted to play y'all in a game of basketball. You ain't got time for them.
When are we going to do that?
Yeah. We actually work here, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And,
You know what? Maybe they could beat us in a game of basketball. I'd like to challenge them to a fight. How about that? Let's see what they've got to say about that. Let's fight. With hands and feet. Fight. Like the way that problems got resolved by men going back centuries to ancient times. The caveman days. If we had a dispute in the caveman days, do you think anybody said, hey, how about a good old game of 3-on-3 to solve this problem? No, they just fought. And the losers shut up forever. That's it.
Yeah, but we're not going to fight those guys.
Yes, we will.
That's like...
Okay, Fred's out. Me and you, Jung. Me and you against those three.
Well, for one thing, I'm too old. The other thing is, it's like beating up kindergartners.
I don't care. I've talked about that hypothetical before.
I know, but you know what? They're specs.
How many Barry Laminex can you beat up?
How many Nick Shiraras? I would use Nick Shirara to choke Joel Blank with.
Okay.
You can get him flowers.
No, I won't. I won't make up for it. And get me flowers.
From where?
Pro flowers.
That's right.
If they need to remember a certain date to do it.
Yeah, especially like the date they got their faces caved in. And they want to apologize to their wives for coming home and looking like that. Although
yeah.
a couple of those guys might look better. But, guys, Pro Flowers has come out with the ultimate solution to help you if you forget dates. And they've just launched their brand new Pro Gifter service. Easiest way to never forget an event and look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service allows you to schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same ones or different ones, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. And if you're the kind of person who procrastinates or forgets that anniversary or birthday, this is a service for you. 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for just $99. And guys, I'm telling you, this is a great, great way to set things up so that you never have to think about it again.
Yep, you're going to look thoughtful. You're going to look like you spent a lot more money than you did. And Pro Flowers are coming through with the good stuff. They buy directly from the best growers. You know you're getting fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. And all the flowers from Pro Flowers pass a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so you know they're going to come looking good. I know you can think of an occasion you should send flowers for. Do it. Don't wait. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on your homepage. Pick your flowers. Set the delivery dates. You're done. Simple. That's proflowers.com. Proflowers.com.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Cody says he'd take my spot in the fight. That would be I would call that a significant upgrade. A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm too old. I'm 52 years old. I got a bum shoulder that I can barely lift anymore. I'm not fighting anybody. What's the point? I'm sorry.
All right, Cody, you're in.
Yeah. I like your chances. Now, they want to sit down at a poker table and start with a nice stack of chips and
That's not how the cavemen did it, Fred.
I know. That's not how the cavemen did it.
The cavemen just fought until someone died.
Yeah, but then, and then what happened, though, was like when one caveman, that's why cavemen didn't get old. So they didn't know how to do it then. They all died. I'm old. I don't even know if I could. I'm not interested in fighting anymore.
All right.
I got better things to do. Like make money. How about that?
You make money. Cody makes money fighting.
Yeah.
I've made money fighting.
Yeah, but you guys are young too.
I'm not young.
Yeah, but you're not ancient like me.
No, you're right. I'm not decrepit.
Yeah.
I'm
not breaking down. That's the thing, man. I even when I get on the bag now, my shoulder's such a wreck. I'm gonna have to have surgery again, and I really don't want to go through that, because if it's like last time, it's gonna be 6 months of walking around with one arm, and you know, trying to drive with one arm is not easy. I mean, it's the little things. So, and then it's probably a year before it's even close to where it is now, just minus the pain, if it works. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We just have LeBron calls. I don't want to do any more of that crap.
You done with it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's up to you.
No, I don't care. You know, I'm never going to beg to get phone calls on. I know.
I just don't want to do any more LeBron this or LeBron that.
Okay.
But I know you love the guy, so if you want to keep going with it, you can.
Listen, Fred, I'm good either way.
All right.
I love the conversation.
Well, then go ahead and talk to him.
Tomas? Sports Tomas.
Sports, man.
What's up?
Okay, I guess we can all agree that the Cavaliers are done. You can wrap them up.
Yes.
LeBron James is crazy because he still is playing at a pretty high level at his age. He hasn't had a lot of injuries. He's still a top three or five player in the league. Do you think he stays in Cleveland? And maybe they try to sign Paul George or another youngster. Or do you think he goes out west, maybe go to the Lakers, and, you know, try to sign up with another team, New York maybe? I mean, what do you think, just early, not going to hold you to it, but where do you think he could go at this point? Because they're about to get swept, so that series is over with.
I think LeBron will be in Cleveland next year. I think he'll continue to try to build around that. Honestly, I was thinking about this last night, and Kyrie had a phenomenal second half, especially last night, where there was about 6-7 minutes of that game where he just took over and the Warriors couldn't stop him. And I started thinking, who was a better player, the Kyrie that LeBron has now or the Dwayne Wade that LeBron had in Miami? Like, who's been his best number two?
I would probably say Kyrie, because Dwayne Wade was still very, very good, but he wasn't prime Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. I don't think.
I think you're getting prime Kyrie Irving.
I think this is. I'm with you, and I think that now, could Kevin Love be better? Yep. Could Tristan Thompson be better? Significantly. I mean, we were talking about this during the break. Tristan Thompson has scored 8 points and has 11 rebounds in this series total. Not per game.
Yeah.
8 points total, 11 rebounds total through three games. And that's a guy they gave a ton of money to. You know, I think that it could they have someone better than Kevin Love? Yeah. Could they have not given Tristan Thompson the money they did? Yep. But overall, I think LeBron realizes that he's got it. This is the base that he wanted. This is the team that he wanted to build. And I think it'll continue to be tweaked until they feel like they've got the right recipe. And I shouldn't say like they do, because they had it last year. It's just they've got to tweak it again, because the Warriors didn't like losing, so they went out and did something. I'm sure the Cavs will do the same.
Drinking competition is a good, classy way of settling this. I'll sit down with anybody in that competition.
Yeah. Joel doesn't drink.
Barry would be under the table in three shots.
He wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Does Nick drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
I'll take that challenge. I want to do that. This is the only take I'm going to have on this. If you want to know the one team LeBron could opt out and go to and challenge the Warriors, the Spurs.
Yeah. But, Kawhi's team. It's just not going to happen now. I can't picture a scenario where that happens.
No. That would be your one. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, all right, so we haven't talked at all about your Preds tonight, but...
Yes.
This is one game where I think the... Everybody's like, well, because Game 5 is important. I think 70% of the teams that have been 2-2 in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup have gone on to win. It's 78% in the playoffs in general. I think if Pittsburgh's going to win this series, I think the Pens have to win tonight. And I still think the Preds will have a chance to come back and win it because I think they win game six at home regardless. And I think they'd have a chance in game seven.
Okay.
But I think if the Pens lose tonight, I can't see them winning it at Nashville. It's the way this series has gone. So it's a big night for your Preds.
I'm with you. I think if they can win tonight, I think they win the series because I'm almost certain. And I mean, it's crazier things have happened, but I'm almost certain Nashville will win at home. So if they win tonight, I think the series is over. But if the Penguins win tonight, I think that there's still a chance. I think the Predators have a better chance of winning a road game in this series than the Penguins do.
I would agree with that.
So, I mean, tonight the Predators losing tonight wouldn't be, or Predators winning tonight or losing tonight wouldn't be the end of the world. The Penguins losing tonight would be disastrous for them.
713-780 ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. At least, that's one. I'm enjoying that series, and I know the ratings are way up over last year, and I think they're attributing it to the fact that there's so many country music people being involved in this that for some reason a lot of country people are watching this. Country music fans don't strike me as hockey fans in general.
Probably not.
Now, I know it's different in Nashville because that's basically, that's the country music capital of the world. The country music fans strike me as NASCAR fans.
Yeah.
In general. I could be wrong. Any thoughts on Derek Lewis this weekend?
Man, it's a big fight for Derek. And that is going to be... I can't picture a scenario where that's not a fun fight. Derek Lewis and Mark Hunt, there's almost no way that it won't be fun. It's just got to be. So I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be everything that we would expect. I think there's going to be somebody get knocked out. So I'm pretty stoked. It'll be fun and it's free. So you should watch.
If he does this and beats Hunt, what's next?
My guess is either a title shot or a title eliminator fight. So it's close.
El Jefe asked, which do you think will be over first, NHL or NBA? NHL will go more games, but the NBA will take longer to finish because there's a week between each game. When is game four?
Tomorrow,
yeah. Oh,
so that's the only one, right, where there's only a one-day gap?
Yeah, and then I think the next game, I think it's Monday.
Yeah, NBA ends first.
Yeah.
It ends tomorrow.
So it's Monday and then Thursday.
All right.
Well, if it even gets that far.
Right. All right, tell the people about Dirt Free.
Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. They're the best because they've got the best technology. A lot of the other guys will come out and they'll say, hey, we're going to clean your carpets. And guess what? Your floors end up dirtier than they were when they got there, and you still have to give those guys money. That's not how it works at Dirt Free. Dirt Free will come in, you say, hey, this is the worst part of my floor. Show me how your technology works. They'll clean that. If you don't like the way they do their job, you don't like how clean it is, they'll just pack up their stuff and leave. You don't pay anything. But I'm telling you, you're going to love the work these guys do. They're doing it without soap, so there's no chemicals left behind, no soapy residue left behind, and nothing to pull back or keep around those all the allergens and stuff. No extra water they're going to leave on the floor. That's not how they do it. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. Let them show you how it's done. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning everything, upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, air ducts. They do it all. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And right now, get a free carpet cleaned in one room with any purchase and a free speed dry. All for calling right now. That's simple. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. 'Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't
don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, July 5th. FX is premiering a new original series, Snowfall. Get you ready for the new series. Executive producer John Singleton wants to send you and a guest on a four-day, three-night trip to L.A. You'll attend the world premiere screening and see how crack began when Snowfall premieres. Listen each day for your chance to qualify to be in the grand prize drawing. You could be on your way to L.A. The HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas, 7 o'clock tonight. And so I will not have a Belmont podcast with RJ up tonight.
What?
I guess tomorrow at some point. Have we heard back, John?
Yeah, he's. I'll talk to you during the break.
Okay.
Oh, it's
so
a long
we're,
story.
We're probably not doing one.
It's a long story.
No, okay. He has time to do it after the show.
Okay, tomorrow.
All
right, well, that's when we'll do it then.
Oh, man.
That's all right.
We had a power outage this weekend, and it completely blew up a studio.
It screwed things up badly.
A power outage blows up a studio?
Yeah, nothing in that thing in that studio works. And then our stream, like whatever our stream, whatever our stream controls our stream, mm-hmm. was in that studio too. So it kind of blew that up.
So we're not streaming?
No, we're streaming. It's just,
but it's on a different thing. And I know like it's only coming out in one earbud.
Channel. Yeah,
but it'll get fixed. It's just gonna take.
Does AD have the day off or what?
No, he's work. He has to order the parts to come in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's on top of it. It's just we have to.
We should probably make something like where. If the power goes out, all that stuff doesn't break.
Well,
there's a generator
that's owned by the building. And
it's a long story.
It is a long story, yeah.
See?
Yeah, we heard all about it Monday.
Do it.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
I don't go into the management meetings.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, Bradenton, Florida, of course, it sounds pretty simple on the surface, but a Florida woman has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for trying to hire someone to kill her ex-husband. 35-year-old Rachel Leahy was sentenced this week. She pleaded no contest last month to criminal solicitation to commit murder. That's 20 years? Wow. So basically, here's what happened. She spoke with an undercover sheriff's detective whom she believed was a hitman. In August 2016. Now, it doesn't say where she tried to find this guy, but I'm guessing Craigslist. It's probably where you go for your hitman, right? Well, it's going to be a detective every time. She told the detective that her ex-husband, he could either kill him, or how about this one? Imagine your wife doing this to you. He could be kidnapped and taken to another country and made into a sex slave.
Oh, jeez.
So these were the two options she was looking at. Kidnap, take him to another country, make him into a sex slave, or he could die in an apparent accident like a fire or drowning. Those are your choices.
Well.
She wanted her ex-husband gone so she could have custody of their children. She told the detective she could pay him $5,000 after collecting on her ex-husband's life insurance policy. Now, I don't know much about hitmen other than what I see on TV.
Right.
I can't imagine John Wick getting paid $5,000.
I don't know. What's their going rate?
I don't know, but it's not $5,000. They get like those gold coins that are worth hundreds of thousands of bucks.
Yeah, but that's in the movies.
I know.
I mean, I bet I could find a crackhead to do it for $50.
Yeah, but...
Of course, he can't do that thing where you sell him into being like a sex slave.
Right, right. Well, I mean, they could probably take him under the bridge somewhere downtown and
right.
They kind of become a sex slave. Regardless... That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Someone asked me, Eric did on Twitter, if you could put together any starting five minus LeBron to beat the Warriors, who would it be? You can't build a team without LeBron that can beat the Warriors, right?
Not in my mind.
I don't think so. I think you have to have. I think you have to have those. LeBron has to be one of those five.
But Leonard would be on my list. And do I get Popovich to coach him?
No.
Because if you give me that, I might have a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Anthony Davis instead of Pau Gasol. Yeah. That would be a plus. Maybe Chris Paul. If you let me have Pop coach that team, I bet I could put five guys together.
Yeah. Maybe
they and might if there's not no be salary cap.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it might not be your obvious five, but I could put together a team of five guys that I think I could win with.
Okay.
I can't tell you for sure I would win with it.
Eric said even with five max contract players, which, I mean...
Well, but that's what it'd have to be, right?
Yeah, but you can't do that. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, I would go with 10 max contract players. You got to go... That roster has to be pretty deep.
Joe says, who's highest on the totem pole, Fred, AJ, or Jong? I don't know. It's Fred or Jong.
We don't have a totem pole.
I'm bottom bitch around here. I don't go to any of the management meetings. I just show up and do the show and get money.
Well, it's because I'm involved in other stuff.
I'm a simple man.
Longhorn Dimitri did point out that you knocked off that dog for $50.
Exactly.
So
you can find a teenage boy to do it.
Were you a crack hoe at the time?
I was not, but I was a teenage boy. $50 was a lot.
See, now everybody's texting me their starting fives. I don't want to get into that conversation. So let's be not completely non-sports in the 6 o'clock hour. It's all we've done today.
So you want to go hardcore non-sports?
Yeah, unless you got something. Well, we'll just see.
At the beginning of the show, this is a sportsy day.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sportsy ass day, Fred.
ESPN tweeted out: no team in NBA history has trailed 3-0 in a series and come back to win. Can the Cavs be the first?
No, really? No bleep. Really?
You know why they're saying that? Because ABC owns the TV rights.
Yeah, exactly.
They're begging for the Cavs to at least show some life.
Fail.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Tri Eagle Energy, new sponsor with us. We're happy to have them on board, and you'll be happy to have them on board at your house as well. Tri Eagle has you covered. They've got competitive rates and additional services to be your complete energy partner. Tri-Eagle customers all over Texas are enjoying discounts on air filters, home warranty services, smart thermostats, energy-saving kits, and more. And certain plans include the Ecobee Smart Thermostat. And if you live in Houston, Tri-Eagle will send a certified technician out to install it absolutely free for you. This is a company that cares about helping you decrease your energy uses, and they may save you money. There's tons to like about this company. The rates are just a starting point. But they do a lot of things for you. They can set up a lot of different things with your plan to just make your life run smarter. You know, you see those on TV, you see those smart homes where everything runs really smoothly. Tri-Eagle is trying to make that a reality for everyone. Tri-Eagle.com or give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE. And if you use promo code ESPN, you'll get an exclusive discount. That's Tri-Eagle Energy.com or 877-93-EAGLE. PUCT license 10064.